For our lesson today, I'd like to draw your attention again to Psalms chapter 23. I will only be using verse 1. This chapter, Psalms 23, follows chapter 22. The 22nd Psalms was a song of abandonment, a song of suffering, a psalm of loneliness. It was a song written by a man that felt alone, felt that even his God had forsaken him. But oh, what another day can make in your life. I don't know exactly all of the circumstances that David was going through when he wrote the 22nd Psalms, but whatever it was, God used that time in his life to inspire him to write about our precious Lord as he would suffer for our sins. I don't know how long it was afterwards that the words to the 23rd Psalm came to him. It was probably one of those days after being out in the fields, riding his mules through the flocks and by the shepherds. And I believe when he rode the mule back into town, he sat down and began to think about what he had seen. And then he took up his pen and began to write. He starts off with, "The Lord is my shepherd." But he didn't stop there. He said, "I shall not want." What a bold and positive statement to make. This sounds like the sentiment of a sheep utterly satisfied with his owner, perfectly contented with his lot in life. "The Lord being my shepherd, I shall not want. I might otherwise want if I put my trust, put my care, and my welfare in the hands of men, I would certainly come to want. But now, the Lord being my shepherd, I shall not want. Not only do I not want, but shall not want in the future." The good shepherd is not only able to supply all of my needs, but he is certainly willing to do so. God will keep no good thing from his children. Psalms 35 tells us, "Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." And then again in chapter 36, "They shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of your house." The fatness, the fullness of his house. This is where we get our supply, from the fullness of his house. Oh, he said that he would meet our needs according to his riches in glory. And wait, there is more. In this same Psalms, he said, "And you shall make them drink of the river of thy pleasure." What did Jesus say? "Come unto me, all ye that thirst, and drink of me." Psalms 147 tells us, "The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, them that reverence him." All you that thirst, he says, come unto the good shepherd. Listen to Jesus in Mark chapter 12. "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom." It is God's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. And listen to Jesus again in Matthew, the 6th chapter. He says, "Take no thought for your life, what you should eat, what you should drink, or for your body, what you should put on. Behold, the fowls of the air, they sow not, they reap not, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they? Does he not feed the sparrow? How then can he leave his children to want?"
All hail King Jesus.
If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.